Let's take it to the next level. In terms of what Kadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for us, in terms of Chevra. If we want to be Osa, Ritzoneinu Kirtzono, we want to align ourselves with Ratzon Hashem. What's the divine vision for Chevra? We spoke about the natural Chevra among Malachim. We spoke about human beings, the Talmud Chacham's opportunity to build Chevra. And to build Chevra, then one is built at the Shlav Aleph, Chabura Tova Benachas Uva Musar, that there's a sweetness in the way you respond to people, in the way you present yourself, and that it's rooted in Musar, it's rooted in a healthy and humble sense of self. Putting yourself down and thinking that you're worthless is not anava. Anava is that Moshe was on the Kaladam, as his countless Bali Musar pointed out. It's not that Moshe didn't notice that he was the only human being to attain the degree of Nevuah that he did. It's not that he didn't notice he was the only human being to use the metaphor the Chumash uses to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu Kasher the way a person would speak El Re'ehu Panim El Panim. He was well aware of the data. He just didn't let it go to his head. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a sense of mission. Heard Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson spoke last night about Abraham remarkably well. And one of the many important points he made he said this joke because he's a Lubavitcher. The joke has a very important yisod to it. He said the Talmud Rebbe, not our Rabbi Twersky, but the Talmud Rebbe in Yerushalayim told him a joke that a Rebbe told him. The Talmud Rebbe told him, what's the difference between a Breslover and a Lubavitcher? So he said the Breslover, Y.Y. Jacobson was actually one of the, not just a Lubavitcher Chassid, he was one of the people who used to write over the Sichas. There were certain guys the Rabbi used to speak at great length and great depth on Shabbos, and there were certain people who had the job of writing over everything thoroughly, and it would be published. They would write over everything after Shabbos. So as a younger man, that's what there was, during the lifetime of the Rebbe, that was one of his jobs. So he said, the Talmud Rebbe told him, what's the difference between the Breslov and Lubavitcher? He said, the Breslov, one of the lines from Menachem Breslov is that he wants his chassidim to have long payas, because that way, when the chassidim ends up in Gehenna, he'll grab him by the payas and pull him out. Which is obviously metaphorical, but really means the chassid of having payas will somehow help him out. But this is the Talmud Rebbe said. So what happens? So a Breslover comes to Lachem Re'evesim, comes to Shemayim, and they say to him, "Nu, were you a good Breslover? Amuna, Bitachan, and Simcha, Tikkun HaKvali." It could have been a little better. You always go to Amun for Rosh Hashanah? Sometimes they send him, no. They send him, together. Starts to get hot, and he starts yelling. Like a Hezbollah. Ah, Tate, Abba, Rebbe. So the Rebbe comes, he grabs him by the pace and pulls him out. Lubavitch Chassid, Lachem Meiv Yasrim. He comes to Shemayim, he says, "No, you're a good Lubavitch Chassid. You learn the way the Rebbe wants you, the way the Alter Rebbe wants you to learn. You daven the way the Alter Rebbe says, to daven Shacharis for an hour and 10 minutes on a non-laning day. And V'chule, V'chule, and Chita says, obviously Yisrael, it could have been better. So they send him to Gehenna. So he starts getting hot. He starts yelling, "Rebbe, help me!" So the Rebbe comes, and the Rebbe says, "Gewalt, here's a dollar. This is your shlichus." So everyone laughs. But he said, "That's a deep yisod. The notion of I could look at a situation as oi, or I could look at a situation as a shlichus." He said, "The first person who taught us this, Yosef HaTzadik." Because within minutes of having open conversation with his brothers in more than 20 years, and this is a recurring theme in Yosef's conversations with his brothers, he says, it wasn't you who sent me down here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. I didn't just end up here. I'm not just roasting in Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me to have a sense of mission. Kadosh Baruch Hu put me here for a purpose. We'll both, in a very positive way, transform the way I deal with difficult situations, and will also simultaneously allow me to recognize what I do well without being an egotist. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me talents for a purpose, because he has a job for me. I should be proud of that. I shouldn't beat myself up. I should be proud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me, and he gave me X, Y, and Z. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give me A, B, and C. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the following talents, and the following resources, and the following relatives, and the following kochos, and the following situations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here. That's shlichus. This is your shlichus. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what that it gives us the ability to transform the way we look at difficult situations, and it gives us the opportunity to happily embrace our kochos and our advantages in a way that's consistent and will actually lead to greater anava. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what he was doing. He was overwhelmed by the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu was entrusting him with these jobs. Kadosh Baruch Hu put you here, go do it. Not to fall apart, no, hold to yourself. Not to hold yourself, I'm the greatest. I have stuff to get done. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects me, I better put myself together. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects me. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a tafkid for each and every one of us. Like we spoke about last week, right? That bullet, Gili and his most prized possession. Remember that? Where he said, the climax of the film, he said, I would do it again, because this enabled me to help hundreds of people that could not otherwise help. Like that sense of tafkid. That sense of tafkid. So that's the musar. People with a sense of tafkid. A sense of tafkid which gives you strength to move forward, and a sense of tafkid which gives you the clarity to be humble. That, the internal musar, together with the style of nachas, to express oneself in a sweet, calm way, so that together builds the chabur based on derech eretz. And now picking up near the end of page long days. Hein kol eila and agas derech eretz. That's level one. That's to be a chaver, a member of a chabur, in a level in terms of derech eretz. The Rambam in Pir Shemashayas and Kiddushin. Adai lo higanu b'zeh l'ktsos darchei chevra l'shem shamayim. We haven't yet gotten to level two, which is the Rambam in the Pir Shemashayas and Demai. A chabur is not only people treat each other well, but where the sense of mission is overwhelming. That sense, taking the sense of tafkid to a whole new level, that it's all l'shem shamayim. Yamod l'chol apachos l'fnei einenu machazeh nehadar. At least we might not be there yet, chevra l'shem shamayim, but at least we should have that vision, that glorious vision, to have a camaraderie that's built around chevra kazos, tzibur shel tamir chachamim chaverim, shekol oskam b'torah vos Hashem mitoch ava v'achva. That's a picture, if we're not yet at level two, the chevra l'shem shamayim, but at least to have that picture. And then he wraps up. He wraps up this discussion about Beinam Lachadero with the latter half of the Medrash with which he began. Remember, the Medrash was talking about a pasuk near the end of Shir HaShirim. Hayoshevas Baganim, she who sits in the gardens, Chaverim Akshivim Lekolech, the friends are listening for your voice, Hashmini, let allow us to hear you. The Dover Acher, near by the last paragraph on page 11 days. Dover Acher, Hayoshevas Baganim, Chaverim Akshivim. What does that mean? The Chavirim are listening to the she who sits in the gardens. Because she is from the Chazlun Bate Knesses. The Jewish people go into Shul. Korin Kriyashwa Bechibun Adas. And we come into Shul, which we take for granted. It's transforming. Because all of a sudden, we're actually seeing ourselves in Shul. We're thinking about the reaction in Shamayim to our chakras. That itself is already a game changer. Remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention. Malach HaRabbein. Kadosh Baruch Hu is pulling Malach HaRabbein over. Yeah, well, listen, that itself already raises the stakes and changes paradigm. The Jewish people go into shul. From creation of the Hebrew Nadaz, he's recreation of the Kabbalah. The call echad, the day of the Tam echad. with one voice, with one niggun, perhaps is what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lahem Yosheves Baganim. Rosh Hashem says, she who sits in the gardens. When you kishatim korim chaverim, aniu pamay shali makshivim l'kolei chashmi. When you read as chaverim, I and the malachim, the pamalia, the family, so to speak, malachim, will come listen. In other words, the first medrash, first approach to medrash, punctuated in one way. The second approach to medrash punctuates it differently. The first approach to medrash was, Hayoshevas baganim, she who sits in the gardens, chaverim, makshivim l'kolei, the chaverim, malachim, kashbaos, korim, malachim, come listen to this Yosheves baganim. And that's why the first approach was focused on the fact that we could learn and daven and so forth, even when we're in the Gan, even when we're in the in wrapped in Olam Hazeh. But the second approach moves the comma over one way. Ayosheves baganim chaverim, makshiv l'kol hashim. She who sits in the garden as chaverim. If we could say, not that we're saying Krishma, if we could say Krishma as chaverim. Okay, she's Yisrael, according to Kriya Shema B'tir Fadaz, the Jewish people say Kriya Shema Akavana, and specifically Zem Maknim and Zem Acher, one ahead of the other, Ve'im Achavim Daitim B'Kriya Shema. We're not together. We don't have Kavana, we're not together with each other. Ruch HaKadosh Tovachas O'Maris, Rech Do Dimei Lecha Tzvi. That's the next part, that's later on. The very end of Shiyashim. Then, if we're not together in our Avodas Hashem, the Rosh Hashem says, why don't you go look at the tzvi, be like the tzvi. What do you mean, be like the tzvi? L'tzva shal mayla hadom l'chodcha v'kal echad b'ni'ima achas. Go look at the tzvi, at the army, that's al harei b'samim, that's in Shammai. Go look at the army of malachim, who, as we say every morning in Krishna, in Brikas Krishna, are, work together. Manifla kitha malamtum osanu chazaba that look at Krishna l'tzima. What does it mean to say Krishna in Shul? Ought to be ideally, B'kol Echad, the day of the time Echad Davka, and we can organize that. Say Krishna as one. It's always a little hard when some people are going slow, some people are going slower, but some people are going faster. But there's an essence to this also. Kishakorim Krishna Kechaveri, Re'et Hashin Elin. So if people are over at Kadosh Baruch Hu as a group, then that's a mission for Yavas. That brings Hashraat Hashlina. And that's the notion of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And then he says, this notion of doing mitzvahs as a tzibur, Mishnah Pirkei talks about learning as a tzibur, Asar Shiyo Shmos in the Torah. This measure is talking about Kriya Shema as a tzibur, and by extension, Tefillah as a tzibur. And then he talks about Tshuva B'Tzibur. Shema Havim Chevra Achas, the truth is, you find several areas of halacha, where they have a mitzvah that applies the yachid, but there's a new level of mitzvah. The Rambam stresses, when he talks about matnas aniyah, when he talks about the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, every Jew has a chiyuv to give tzedakah. The quantity that I give is going to depend on how much discretionary income I have and what are the local needs. But every Jew has a chiyuv to give tzedakah. But then Rambam goes on to say, it's not merely an individual mitzvah. There's a chiyuv to always also supposed to engage in tzedakah in an organized communal fashion. Even if every a little community of 15, 20 families, and every family, Baruch Hashem, gives tzedakah. That's not enough. There also has to be, Rambam writes in very strong language. He says, we know of no community since, I forget the exact nusach he uses, but since the earliest eras of Jewish history, they didn't have an organized tzedakah collection. They didn't have an organized tzedakah apparatus. The Gemara in first Perek of Bava Kama, we spoke about this before Pesach, talks about Tamchoi and Kupa, different, we have other names for that nowadays. The Bikur Cholim and the Tomchei Shabbos and so on and so forth. A Jewish community has a tzedakah apparatus. Why? Not only because it makes it more efficient, not only because it makes it a better version of Matan B'Seser, which it does, but putting an extra degree of anonymity between donor and recipient, but also because it's not enough to do tzedakah b'yachid. There has to be a tzedakah b'tzibur. There has to be a tefillah b'tzibur, a kriya shema b'tzibur, a Torah b'tzibur, as he points out, a tshuva b'tzibur, and a tzedakah b'tzibur. So the notion of, as he says, Yosheves v'ganim chaderim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is more tay. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to call him Alachim over to shep nachas from us if we can do mitzvahs of tzibur. If we can't, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell us to be lechem tzi. We ought to go learn from Alachim who do work together. Ilazos mahi yeshiva. And with all this in mind, what's a yeshiva? It's not merely a place to learn. It certainly is a place to learn. And that's a major part of the recipe for a place that's building the ideal chevra l'shem shamayim. You're entering yeshiva, you have to understand this. You need to take a chayis. You ought to be one of the builders of such a unique tzibur. Shleimus Hamidus, Achtus Hashi'ifa, Shitav HaPu'ula Boz Hashem. A chavur is built on perfecting Midus. A chavur is built on shared common goals. And collaboration, shared work. Dibu Chaverim should be komushlam, and this is Baruch Hashem, something that you all enjoy in years to come. It says that's why Yeshiva builds Ksharim that last we do for a very, very long time. The guys who may have parted ways happily, but parted ways after yeshiva. This one, this way, this one, that way. This guy got married, moved here. This guy went there. A job here, a job there. Made aliyah, didn't make aliyah. And you can end up in different parts of the globe. But kishrei chevrashis rakum makom torah, a connection, a friendship that was woven in a makom torah. Tocha avodah mishutefes b'torah vos Hashem chazakim ma'od. For a lifetime, that they mocker liudud v'hitzchaskus, a source of strength, a lot to think about and a lot to appreciate, and a lot to look in the mirror and work on ourselves, and ask how is my nachas and how is my musar. So everyone, you and I, we all need to continue to work on this. But this is very, very fundamental. This is not l'fnim mishur zedin. Nachas is not l'fnim mishur zedin. Anava is not l'fnim mishur zedin. This is a mamish, the ABCs of Yadus. This is a very basic part of our Kadosh Baruch Hu's expectation for us, and a very basic part of laying the groundwork for fulfilling so many other aspects of our Kadosh Baruch Hu's expectations for us. And make sure we will grow from this. The next chapter in the Ali Shur, we'll see, maybe we'll take a look. It's actually very, very important. The next chapter, Ali Shur, is very, very important. I apologize. There's a chapter later which is about Yom Tovim. If you start learning the Sefer Elzman, so you get up to the section about how to handle Yom Tov around Yom Tov time. So we're on a different schedule here. But the next chapter is actually very, very, very important. You know, we'll take a look tomorrow. He quotes from one of the Rishonim an important conversation on how to deal with the ups and downs. How do you deal with, sometimes you're feeling great, but sometimes you're feeling lousy. And how do you approach the emotional oscillations of life? So we'll take a look at that tomorrow. And then beyond, he has three letters. So we'll take a look at least at one or two of, maybe all three of. There's a lot going on there. Okay, and we'll take a chance over the next couple weeks. Also look at some of the second chalik, where he begins to develop, like, ideas of Musar, sophistication about different concepts in Avos Hashem and different concepts in Musar. So that's a common attraction.